Blog Talk Radio.
Takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports and Death.
And if I may say that the Sports in Depth Nation is here. The Sports in Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Dr. Family. Take it away, good Dr. Family.
Well, back at MetLife Stadium, Jets and the Giants together. Season open here with the Jets playing on a Thursday. Giants coming back the next night on a Friday. Right now, the Jets are 1-1, and the Giants 0-2. They're still going that way again. We usually put a whole team here. Some of the madness, but we got Ben Farrar coming in here to talk with football with us real quick. So what we're going to do, we're going to open up, like we always do, with Quick Prints, talk with football with Patrick. And, hey, let anybody move. Sports at Blast.Radio. We're going to talk some guys live from MetLife Stadium. Jets, Giants, Super Bowl right now. It is 7-0, the New York Jets. We'll see how long that lasts. We'll be right back in a minute or two real quickly. John Coltrane, ladies and friends, Patrick Farrar will talk football. Good luck. We thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. And thank you, Lord, for losing us a lot to take for granted. Shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, food on our table. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And although we may stop praying, we don't stop paying homage. Get up off our knees, don't stop paying homage. Stop talking loudly inside, continue to homage. Bless our families, yes, what's in depth. Tasha, more importantly, Lord, thank you for your darling son. Jesus' name, the Lord. Amen. And we quickly, Patrick Farrar, one of the top Taylor football back in the day with Coach Hayes. Patrick, new season, you know, not a question with the Giants, big question, how school is going to do. Giants are so great offensively, so bad defensively. Okay, Giants, where do you see them going? You know, weak division, Redskins won it. Can they win the division? Do they look like they're going to be any better?
Well, I'm not going to go and predict. I'm a game by game. I'm old school, game by game. And let's see what comes when it comes out of camp. The offensive has kind of been established with new coach McAdoo. And he has some weapons. Hopefully Victor Cruz can establish himself again. Because if they have Victor Cruz and Beckham and the young kid Shepard out there, it's a real nice group, along with the offensive schemes that McAdoo, along with Eli Manning. They should start this year, seriously, developing backup quarterback. Eli ain't getting no younger. Don't be like the Cowboys. looking for a quarterback now. They should start that now. But I guess that's something that McAdoo is going to put in hand. Defensively, I think they have improved. I can see that from what I'm seeing now with the Olivia Vernon and the Jarvis from the Rams. The big thing is that can they come through and stop the transgressions in the fourth quarter when they're ahead and maintain themselves. So, you know, it's going to be some interesting things which they're going to do. So, again, I don't predict there's too much happening, particularly these last 2 weeks, in regards to the fact that you don't know who's going to get hurt, who's going to get established, roster changes. But I think they'll be formidable in the East. There's no doubt about that.
And someone said, because maybe East is not that big of a beast anymore. JTS Jets, 10-6 last year, 1,000-yard rusher, 2 receivers, 1,000-yard, best year ever for Fitzpatrick's career. But they didn't make the playoffs, Patrick.
They had a good year last year. Give them a lot of credit. I give a lot of credit to the head coach and what they did offensively with Fitzpatrick, letting the offense work. That defense is really good. The Jets defense, bringing Muhammad back, he looks really tight. Especially Josh having a rough time tonight. Josh ain't scored a touchdown in almost 6 quarters, and they weren't going to score on this first team defense. But I think the Jets have some things in place. I definitely think that they'll be a better team this year. More importantly, can they get that one win over the Patriots? They got to split with them. They can't lose to them twice, because if they lose to them twice, they're out of the playoffs. But if they split with them, there's a chance to maintain themselves in the East and possibly either win the East or come in number two. They got the favorite Patriots because they've done it every year. But I think the Jets are pretty well established, and we'll see what they can do, man.
They said they have a very brutal schedule, but game by game, Brady's going to miss the first 4 games. Some names around the league, RG3 in Cleveland territory.
My boys, my Browns. You know, RG's doing okay. Of course, you know, on my bag later. I flipped when we got Hugh Jackson as a coach because I know that's what he can do to establish the things that they need to do, and he's done that. People are killing RG3. You know, I've always said there's a number of people out there in the broadcast industry and other football pundits who just don't like RG3. But they say that he can't play anymore. But as I recall, when you look at his record, he has 40 touchdowns and 23 interceptions. I know a lot of quarterbacks ain't got that. I know one guy. One guy ain't got that and got like $7 million on six games. But we ain't going to talk about that.
You know, his first year in the league, RG3 only has 5 INTs. An amazing number for.
So, you know, and I said, like, I've been saying for a while, when he was with Washington, wrong coach, wrong team. Browns with Hugh Jackson, patient, I think he'll do a lot better. And the big thing is that folk just can't come out and think he's going to change things over there. He can't. The Browns are a team that, a very young team, offensively we got some weapons, but if he can just maintain what he has to do, everything take care of.
Flash is coming back too. That's
oh, he played play last night and made a great touchdown catch.
Okay.
And if he can, you know, if they say find out what's more important to him, the game and all the things that can happen to him and the residual effects of playing ball rather than doing some things he shouldn't be doing and living a life that he wish he would have had if he did the right thing, they'll be okay. So, plus, you know, we got Terrell Pryor, who people thought that he could be a wide receiver. Funny how he could be a wide receiver with Hugh Jackson, but can't be one with Mike Patton. Isn't that something else?
As Don King says, only in America.
Hey, how it works. I'm going to say, along, as good an athlete as he is, and we mess around with Johnny Manziel and that nonsense, I'm so glad he's gone. But you have to establish some credibility. He got guys buying him, and slowly but surely we'll do better.
If I could go real quick, I know you got to run, but just shoot your names at you. Give me your first response. Jim Brown.
The first GOAT, greatest of all time. Anybody that says, I heard somebody actually said that Jerry Rice was the greatest footballer in the NFL. I said, let me ask a question. I got a friend of mine who's very close to a couple of Hall of Famers. The day before they have the Hall of Fame ceremonies, all the Hall of Famers can get together. Unless you're a Hall of Famer, you don't even go in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I was told when all the Hall of Famers walk in, and everybody walks in, one person walks in last, and everybody stands up. It ain't Jay Rice.
JV could be the initials. Gale State.
The greatest halfback ever. Walter Payton was a little tougher, but in terms of running, I mean, Walter Payton, Dale Sayers, you're talking about ball players, you know, when they could smack in the mouth. Now they hit you and, you know, they're going to throw a flag on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but great player. Great player.
I think you need the greatest to have back.
Yes.
Two questions on this.
Walter Payton, and you can't beat Walter Payton and
Jim Brown and Gil Sayers.
Yeah,
that's it. You got one last thought real quick. You want to get back to the last thoughts.
Again, this game is trying to establish them. You know, people tell me about playing these creatures in the game, but they're not important. Well, if you want a team, you have to try to make a team. It's important. And I'm here, and I'm looking up in the press box, and there are about 15 scouts. They ain't here because they ain't got nothing else to do. They're here because they're looking at some players, and they figure that if they get a couple of one of these teams, they might be able to use them. So these games are always important to me. I'm always looking at players. I'm not that concerned about the score, but I'm looking at players and see what they do. So hopefully things out well for everybody involved.
Football Minds of Our Time, JCETV, Patrick Perrault, who played back in the day at Ohio State, Woody Hayes.
Well, a little bit. But you know something, my boys, we're going to be like 10-2, 9-3 this year. We got a young team, 45 first year or redshirt freshmen. They got us rated number 6 in the country, a little bit too high. Again, we're gonna lose two or three games this year because we're too young. But I will tell you this: come 2017, you do not want to go play the Buckeyes.
Do you have a problem with the new format system, the playoff system?
I think it's wonderful. It's good. I think I don't want to go to 18. Four is good. You know, I mean, because kids do got to go to school. Sometimes, you know, sometimes, you know. So I understand four is good. But yeah, I like the system, but I'm looking forward to the season. And get my boys to do good, the Big Ten should be good. There's some good teams out there. I'm looking forward to it. It starts next Saturday. And like I said, my boys, we do 10-2, I'm happy.
Last one, let's go. Willie Mays.
Who else?
Another GOH.
Please, Willie Mays. People don't understand how good Willie Mays was because we got too many knuckleheads talking about looking at numbers. And let me tell you something. Name somebody out there hit the ball in center field and catch it like Willie Mays, like it was a pop fly and nobody was in it.
You know, I remember it was an All Star game and a guy hit Willie Mays in the triple. Announcer turned up and I said, the only guy that could coach that ball was the guy that hit it.
You're about right.
Thanks a lot, Patrick.
No problem. My friend. Send the bill to me.
Can somebody brief that real quick? Welcome to that Blog Talk Radio on the Stress and Thought Network. Patrick Rod jumped in there with us. We had the Linkwood Hoops and Lady A join us. But in the meantime, let's go back and play a little to Brazil, who won the first ever gold for history, and Neymar. So it's a hell of a day. I want to go to Tanya, and I want to say muito obrigado a Deus por me apoiada, most ali, and I'm laughing because Tanya's sister, Tonya, had his little girl on the 25th. I nicknamed her Natal because it's for Christmas, and the thing that was funny about it is that Antonio had asked me to decide, tell me I was going to be the godfather, me and Tasha's godparents, that to pick a name. And I came up with Mosali. Mosali now is a dual setup. It's Mosali for a female, Mosali for a male. You got it. It is a combination of Moses, the only prophet God talked to face to face, and the greatest heavyweight champion, the greatest boxer of all time, Muhammad Ali. So that's how we came to that name. We're going to say hello to Rosie and all out in the land across the country, saluting Neymar and Brazil winning their first ever gold medal in the Olympics. Last year, people forget, last time was they were the runner-up. They lost to Mexico, their good friend, but they won the silver gold. They've been in the finals twice, beat Germany. So we were then at the terrible loss. In fact, I did a good piece on, I think I'll pull up for you on Facebook. Maybe we can get that report that I put there. Hold on. Let's see if we can pull it up for you now. Don't anybody move. They sort of like that, and I thought it was kind of pretty on the money myself. So I'm going to see if I can find that for you. The story that I did, I probably won't be able to find it because, you know, now I'm looking for it. So, but it was a little piece I said winning. Was so apropos against Germany in Brazil in the largest football arena in the world, the Maracanã. I may be saying it erroneously. Forgive me, Rosie, if I'm saying it wrong. They sold over 200,000 and another 78,000. But I said in the story that the win showed the new coach who has gotten them back somewhat to the pleasure style that used to play. It was validation, vindication, respect, also for some flair and more and that is so. And five World Cup, greatest football player of all time to play. And hey, come on. And LA, the fact that they have now won a, I think more countries done that. Five World Cup, and also, confirming that the greatest football especially with lots of real, when the trust of God, when they're alive, but not like Satan, and East Rutherford, and you.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And with that, we're going to look into get a couple of guests to join us here.
here on Sports In Depth. It's the Jets against the Giants, and you heard Patrick talk about how good that Jet defense is. Well, they're doing the job again. They are shutting out Giants right now. We haven't scored in a while. And, well, I think he kind of answered all the questions you can ask. And he talked about why the preseason games are played. Patrick was an outstanding player at Ohio State, one of the top football minds of our time. And a guy that's also brought such an education and positive part to the game and also to our broadcast. Always a pleasure to have him. We say happy congratulations, Pata Beans, in Portuguese, to Larry Hardesty, who became a grandfather 3 weeks ago. Just found out that lad got together with me, chatted for a little while, and hey, he's a granddad. And we say Pata Beans to Antonia and husband, as most of the league this year. Supposing that Blocks have been a system guy, when they work, play a little kind of blue for you, which the Giants are feeling right now as they're trailing. And if Geno Smith comes in later, he says, this could be the last machine of Geno. We'll find out. My favorite split movie is, of course, we'll be right back to Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio. And we'll have call in now. Tony Williams, Metro New York newspaper, Knicks and Giants beat writer up in Montclair, New Jersey. He's going to join us in just a minute or two. Join us here on Sports of the Box Talk Radio, Flesh and Garden Radio. A lot of people don't know Miles Davis was a tremendous little fighter himself. He trained people that could have been a good welterweight contender. He used to say, he used to call him and say, "Why don't you come out and knock you out?" What did that block that radio on the Preston Garden? Never live from that live chair. Mr. Giants against the Jets. Blue injury in the field right now. No injury in the field. Snoopy Bowl. Played every year, and it's a game that has. We have Tony Williams joining us from Metro New York, beat writer for the Knicks and the Giants. And Tony, good to have you here. Snoopy Bowl, and last year the Giants won it. This year, we'll see. But some changes, Tony. You know, Coach Coughlin is gone, and a lot of people kind of think that he may have taken the fall. On the other hand, they say maybe he did have a lot to do. He didn't have made the playoffs in a while. How do you see the Giants this year? See any improvements? Anything you like? I mean, big question is Cruz coming back. Shepard has played well. I think, one, Shepard has proven that he can be the guy to replace Cruz in that void. But if you can get Cruz, Shepard, and Beckham out there, man, Manny has a tremendous arsenal to throw the football to, Tony.
Yeah, it would be ideal to have all three receivers on the field at the same time, but I don't see right now an improvement in the passing game because the offensive line has been terrible so far this season.
On the other side, look at the Jets. 10-6 last year, 1,000-yard rusher, 2,000-yard receiver, best career percentage and touchdowns thrown by Fitzpatrick, but tell me they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, they did a good playoff, but this team is rock solid, I think, from top to bottom. I like the Jets' chance better than the Giants because I like what I see more from their offense, and their defense is always rock solid on the top bowl. So I really like the Jets this year. I think they're going to play off. They just have to get over that hump, though.
Okay. Looking around the league, some things have happened. A little alarm there. Tony Romo injured back. Cowboys says not to be serious. That's the last thing they need is Romo to be hurt. And look at the fact that they really do not have a good backup quarterback, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're going with guys who are younger. You know, they had Jamil Showers and they had Dak Prescott. And at the time when they had a guy like Nick Foles on the streets available, they declined to go after Foles and they stayed with the young kids. So obviously they have faith in the rookie quarterback. They believe that they took a win with him in center. So I like what they're doing, though, as far as going youth movements. But this is the time of the year that I think they were probably better off having a veteran quarterback on their center.
Yeah, well, Tony, speak about veteran quarterbacks. Let's to tell the two quarterbacks. Four-game suspension, Tom Brady. I've always said that New England, what they do, they sweep the division. They beat the Jets twice. They beat Miami twice. They beat Buffalo twice. They're 6-0. They got 10 games left. If they play 500 football, they're 11-5. They're in the playoffs. Four games with Brady. They're going to miss Brady, no question. One, do you think? Good. I mean, okay. If they do 2-2 with Brady gone, mission accomplished. If they do anything better than 2-2, then it's really not going to be a missing link there. But if somehow they will lose four games or be 1-3, how do you see the impact of Brady not playing those first four games? Is it going to have an impact or is it not going to have an impact, Tony?
There is little to zero chance that there's impact because we've seen it before at a larger sample size when they didn't have Brady and they just plugged in Matt Castle and they still won 11 games. So if they go 2-2, I think that I think that's probably more probable. They go 2-2. Even if they go 1-3, I think they still have a shot because they have proven themselves that they know what they're doing in New England. So, I mean, the suspension is, to me, was unjust. But at the same time, it happened, and they'll still be okay.
Going around the league, we talked about Romo. We talked about Brady and the four-game suspension. Okay, let's talk about RG3. Patrick Rob was on the show with us, said, hey, you know what? Bad coach in D.C., bad team in D.C. Hey, landed on his feet in Cleveland. Good to see him back. Unfairly crucified, unjustly denied chance to play. He's in Cleveland, RG3. How do you see that things working out there for him? And we got a black head coach. So how do you see things in Cleveland with RG3?
Well, for him personally, I think it's a better situation. I think that he has a better coach around him, and Hugh Jackson, a guy that I wanted here in New York to coach the Giants when they fired Coughlin. I wanted Hugh to go over because Hugh Jackson, I think fairly highly of. Personally, for RG3, this is going to be a pretty good year, I think, because of the fact he has Hugh, and he has these sub receivers out there, and he has a guy named Duke Johnson, that running back, is very good, too. Now, the Browns are probably not going to win a lot of games, but as far as the personal stats for RG3, I think this year will be a very good year for him.
You know, you're saying, Dave, we've got to look at the frustration that this can lead to, and Flash Gordon coming back to Hugh Jackson. Good point you make there about Hugh here, but you know, having the chance of being having an African-American coach in New York is going to be with the Jets, and it's going to be the Giants. You know, that's two things that, sadly, as we move into the 21st century, where our country has had an African-American president, no way, shape, or form were the Giants or the New York Yankees looking at a black man and our minority to be their head coach. So as often things change, they remain the same. And Jackson has done a tremendous job there already in Cleveland. And, you know, he hasn't even played any football yet, but the feeling that he's done a tremendous job instilled a certain sense of unity, pride, all the things you need, plus. And I think Cleveland's going to be exciting football. In fact, the Jets do play Cleveland this year, so we'll get a chance firsthand up close to see RG3, and the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Going around the league again, Steelers should be typical Steelers that they have been. I have one question, though, Tony. How do you see the Ravens doing? You know, they sort of concede on that division. Flacco, is it getting any better? You know, they seem to be declining last year. How do you see the Ravens as a team this year?
Well, I think the decline was mostly because of injuries. They lost Suggs, they lost Dumerville, they lost D. Smith. So I think that was probably the biggest thing. And losing Gary Kubiak also, I think, hurt them from initially, because Kubiak was the guy that really got the running game going last year with Forsett. He's gone, obviously, and now the system kind of changed a little bit. And like I said, it comes back to injuries. When the Ravens are healthy, they're still a top-flight team, I think, even with their age. But like I said, the injuries are the biggest factor. They got Dumerville back. They got Suggs back. They're getting Steve Smith back. And when they do that, I think they can take advantage of a worse schedule than they had last year.
Tremendous point. The Sports Net Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Radio Network live from MetLife Stadium. It's the Snoopy Bowl, the New York Jets, and the New York Giants. Neither team plays in New York either. And they're here. That Snoopy Bowl was won by the Giants. We're looking at two as we continue around the league. Wow. You know, Cam Newton and that crew of his, they almost won defeated last year, 15-1. I would think one can only think they're going to get better. I could think one feels that they should be able to carry something over from the Super Bowl. You see them win the division, man. Can they get back to the Super Bowl? As a big question in this league is if they stay healthy, Tony.
Yeah, well, I don't know about getting back to the Super Bowl because the NFC is pretty stacked. But they should win the division again this year. Honestly, probably the biggest competition, it could come from Tampa. That's a young, spry team with a rising quarterback. Yeah, good weapons, and then a rebuild defense. So it would be hard for them to Kansas City repeat as NFC South champions, but I think they'll do it, but they'll be hard-pressed by the Buccaneers' up-and-coming roster. As far as get back to the Super Bowl, I don't know, because there are so many good teams right now in the NFC that are coming back this year. The Packers are back with Jordy Nelson. We have the Seahawks, of course. I just think that the road is probably too tough, but they're going to be in the hunt because they had Cam Newton, who I think is probably the most well-rounded quarterback in the league.
You know, I looked at so much, him getting rid of Steve Smith, and I thought, man, what a big difference he could have made in that team last year. I mean, they definitely would have been undefeated, in my mind, had they had Steve and been a whole different Super Bowl. He did get hurt playing with the Ravens. I believe he's going to play again this year, which would be his last year, if he wanted to be last year. But I just think had Steve Smith been still part of that roster, they win both Super Bowl and they go undefeated, Tony.
Oh, it's possible because he was that good of a player. Remember, he tore the Achilles toward the end of the year, so who knows what happens there. It's still in Carolina. But Steve Smith is definitely a game changer, which is why I think that this year the Ravens are a lot better because of a guy like Steve Smith. Now, if they had him last year in Carolina, maybe things are different. But then again, you never know because they have the young kids also there. And you never know when a guy like Smith is on the roster, what it takes away from younger receivers.
Yeah, but, you know, I've seen that even with the young receivers, they still mainly – their tight end seem to be their biggest offensive weapon. And I'm just thinking – and a guy like Smith, too, is no what Randy Moss did. You know, when you have a Moss, the defense plays a certain way. It's no question Randy Moss made Wes Welker. And I said that the England was no longer the same super team it was when they had Moss. I just thought his experience and his ability being what you call young, old veterans – would have been advantageous, especially going through what they went through and getting to where they get. I just think it added up to at least another win and a Super Bowl win. Going around the league, let's go out to L.A. We got the Rams there. We got the Raiders. Well, what about Chicago? Chicago is always a question, always a contender, but never seems to contend. How do you see the Chicago Bears this year, Tony?
Terrible. I don't like their offense. I don't like Jay Cutler. They let go of Matt Forte, which I think was wrong. I don't like anything they really have offensively. I like their front seven. They add some key players there. I like Adam Trevathan for some of the Broncos. But overall, I think Chicago is probably in the bottom third of the league offensively. And at the end of the day, they need to score their points because that D cannot be on the field the entire game.
Tony, what is it, too, with Jay Cutler? He just seems to be a guy that lived off of a reputation that this is never has, I don't know what reputation he's lived off, but you know, he's been seen as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He's been paid as one of the top quarterbacks in the league, but he's never come through. What is it that you think it is that makes Jay Cutler able to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? I've been unimpressed with him, totally, Tony. Oh, totally unimpressed.
Well, it's the natural arm strength he has, arm talent to be able to throw the ball from all angles, that's what it is. He is our modern-day Jeff George, that he has all the talent in the world, but he just cannot put it together all around. He had that one great year with Shanahan, and I think that he parlayed that after getting traded to Chicago. I think he parlayed that one year into maybe a bigger myth of what he is, but honestly, he is an average quarterback with above-average talent, so that's a problem.
Hmm. No, could not be said any better. It's watching the Blog Talk Radio on Trusting God. It's the Snoopy Bowl for MetLife Stadium. It's the New York Giants and the New York Jets. And the Jets are continuing to lead. A good point made up, too. Let's look around the league. I think some other scores here. But, I mean, I remember Patrick was talking about how good the defense is here. I'm looking at this other game. I'm trying to get. We got the Colts and the Eagles.
Yes.
Steelers up 27-14. Now, that's the final. Steelers beat the New Orleans Saints 27-14. The Buccaneers you're talking about the Buccaneers.
They're up 30-13 against
RG3, 8 out of 1,419 yards. Winston, 6 out of 25, 259
yards and 2 TDs.
And M. Evans was 5 receptions, 115 yards and a TD. Kansas City against San Francisco, no, Green Bay against San Francisco. That's the final. Packers won that one 21-10 over the 49ers. And backup quarterback Jay Gallahan had a pretty good game. And that's the final. 49ers
losing to the Green Bay
Packers. There's a couple of scores. Kansas City beat Chicago, your team, at 23-7. In the fourth quarter, 33-10 against the Indianapolis Colts.
And
the Ravens, who you talked about, 23-6 against the
Detroit Lions.
We're here live at MetLife Stadium. It's the third quarter with about a good 5 minutes left. It's the Jets 10 and the Giants nothing. There's got to be some alarm here too, Tony, because, you know, the Giants haven't scored in a long time. And there's got to be some concerns here.
Well, definitely, because their depth behind Eli is pretty ratchet. Ryan Nassib has struggled this summer, and just the offensive line is not very good either. So there's problems abound for the Giants. So I right now I worry for Eli's safety because there's nothing behind him and nothing in front of him.
Wow.
As Don King says, only in America. And like I said, we got that
the
Ravens now. The update on that, that's the 29-6 lead. We told you here it's 10-0 here at MetLife Stadium. Tennessee Titans 20-14 leading the Oakland Raiders. It's 3-0 the LA Rams against the world champion Denver Broncos. And the Miami Dolphins beat the Atlanta Falcons today 17-6. Some of your champions for scores. And we're in the second quarter of that Bronco Rams game. 13 minutes left.
3-point lead. It's
10-0 here at MetLife Stadium. Tony, real quickly, look at the baseball season. Everybody's looking at the baseball season, kind of the Yankees and the Mets out, and really I can't say to count them out. We got a whole month of football, baseball left. A lot of this month, last part of this month. I mean, all in the purposes, you know, both teams are not out of the playoff run. Okay, the chance to win the division is gone. But there's enough time for them to make up whatever ground they have, especially when you play this time of year when you're playing what I call cutthroat division ball. You're playing your own division. So what happens when you win a game, somebody else in the division is playing another division game and they're losing the game, they can easily get back into this thing. There's enough time, Tony. There's enough time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of either team, you would hope that's a fact, but then again, you have to jump over a few teams ahead of you. So if things get tight, if things get dicey, and I probably don't think either gets in the playoffs, but you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like I said, Don King, only in America. And here at my left, sitting Metro New York newspaper columnist, one of the top sports writers around, Tony Williams, Knicks and Giants beat writer up in Montclair, New Jersey. Tony, what's the name of your column?
I write for Metro New York, so you go on metro.us, you can find me online, and you can also find me through Twitter at tbone8.
Mm-hmm. And we also got T. Williams at basketballbeat.com. Tony, so good to have you with us again. Looking for you to come back with us next time we're on. And, Tony, some closing thoughts. Anything you'd like to say, anything you'd like to bring up that we think we should know real quickly before we let you go?
Oh, well, like I said, you can find me anywhere. You can also find me at on Facebook, T-Bone8 Sports, and also Instagram at T-Dubs8. And just if you are a Giants fan, pray for Eli because the offensive line is terrible.
Dr. Sam is posting at Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Network. Big T was with us. He told you where to get us. And what we're going to do, we're going to slide away for music or two, and let, once again, why not? Play a song here that I meant to play a couple of days ago, 2 weeks ago when it was Father's Day in Brazil. This is dedicated to all the fathers on Father's Day in Brazil. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and the Substance Guardian Network. We'll be right back. Join us again in a moment or two. MetLife Stadium, it's the Jets, Giants, Super Bowl 3-3-3 left. We're playing number 3 minutes, 33 seconds in the third quarter. It's the Jets up 10-0 against the Giants.
With that look of forgiveness that's always in his eyes, he worked so hard, so gentle as a lamb. He gave up so much to make me just what I am. No. Oh,
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good doctor.
Blackness. Keep on. Never say die. Keep on. Blackness.
Okay, you know, again, we had to, I thought we were listening to Kind of Blue. I'm going to apologize. But at Space, I thought we had Miles Davis Kind of Blue going for us, and we didn't. I want to apologize for that, that Space. But then that's right at the time, too, the Giants have now taken over the lead. A interception by number 72, win, and caught the reflection, okay, fell to the ground, got up, and went the distance, and just like that, yeah, we have a whole new football game. Looking at the third quarter stats, too. I'm looking for that play for you, too, because I'm apologize for that air space. I'm sorry. I was under the impression we had Miles Davis playing, and we didn't, and I apologize. Right now, it has changed. 11:30 to go. It is now the Giants 14, the Jets 10. A lot of football left to go. Jets trying to now regain the lead and win the Super Bowl, and the Giants in the defend this Snoopy Bowl championship of last year. And a lot of questions had to be asked. Victor Cruz, a bit more on what's happening here with him after the game. Odell Beckham. All right, as we play Miles Davis, his idol. And he was got his first big break as trumpeter for Charlie Parker, whose birthday is this Monday, along with that of Michael Jackson. And Carl Banks. And more importantly, my dad. John Connor. Sports in the Block, that's right, the Cigar Network. I think we're going to get ready to roll here. And thank you for joining us today one more time on Sports in the Block Talk Radio, the Trust and Cigar Network. I want to thank our guests looking to have some of the panel join us. Well, thanks so much, Tony Williams from Metro Newspaper here in New Jersey. He'll be joining us again. Ola Owe and Fatty Beans, Antonia. Husband, my Aviata, and she's my Aviata too now. Well, sweet. And always shouting out to Rosie. And the Jets are trying to make a move. So we're going to stay here. We're going to stay here and see, give you some updates on what's happening with the Jets. Gave you updates. I should really apologize for that lull. I was really under the impression that we had Miles playing for us, and we did.
Giants, Jets are trying to get into the end zone now. We're watching them as they're trying to regain the lead. And some other scores around. We told you about that game. That's about 117 left here. The Dolphins beat the Falcons 17-6. And we're watching the Eagles beat up on the Colts 17-3. And they got a whole lot of football left to go, though. So there's a lot of time. Jets trying to get into the end zone.
And with that, the Jets now
have retaken the lead. And so now the Jets lead 16-14, and a point after
we'll make it
17-14.
Touchdown pass, and got a little football game. Hackenberg, number 5. Let's watch the play once again. And he just leads it into a leading pass, and once again, Anderson, number 83, hauls it in. And just like that, the Jets are back on lead 16-14. A 10-yard reception. For Anderson, number 83. And with the point after attempt, Jets should take the three-point lead. And they do. With 9:04 left to go at the Snoopy Bowl at MetLife Stadium, it's the Jets now 17-14 against the Giants here at MetLife Stadium. Outstanding catch, outstanding throw, and two outstanding young gents here. Sports in the Block Talk Radio, the Southern Guardian Network. We don't even want to apologize for that lull in time that we had on the impression that we were live with Miles Davis. That wasn't the case. maybe another guest or two to talk with us, and then maybe we'll just let this be. As you know, Yankees and Mets are both fighting for playoff aspirations, and we'll find out some more how they're doing this week. In fact, the Mets, big game again today, and now you know that they're playing some of the teams that they have looking to leap over, the Cardinals. Marlins come in town this week, so those would be not only wins, but wins over teams that they have to leap over and have to beat and get over to get in to the playoffs. So we'll see how it works out. Sports in the Blockside Radio, I'm Justin Guardiola Network, and I know how I did this last time. I was under the impression that Miles was on, so we're going to put Miles on again and see a little more about this football game, and then we will close it out. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, happy birthday this Monday to my nephew Jay, and to Carl Banks, great giant, who somehow should wind up in the NFL Hall of Fame. Other people of renown, my late father, James Arthur Stanley Sr., John Francis Xavier Condon, Michael Joseph Jackson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All birthday boys, August 29th. Michael Jackson would have been 58 this coming Monday. Sports in the Atlantic Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Jets' play was impressive. 7 plays, 75 yards, and 3 minutes and 2 seconds. Impressive indeed. And with that, they now have the lead. Sports at the Blockside Radio. I'm Trusting God Good Enough. Miles Dewey Davis from the album Kind of Blue, because this is the greatest jazz album of all time and 2 of the greatest immortals of jazz. Well, 3 of them right there. Trumpet, Miles Dewey Davis Jr., John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, along with another classic, 2 jazzers too, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, jazz immortals all. Patrick Rahul, who joined earlier, his birthday is April 29th. And what's so good about that? Remember his wife? It's also that Luke Ellington. Sports at the Blockside Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Thank you.
question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It feels me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live
for life.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life. For the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Harvey King. Well, you can see what happened on the last show. Suppose I'm off the Greater Tucson Guard Network, 752 left to go. There's a 17-14 Jets lead against the Giants, and they're still trying to get even closer. We believe these Giants are in Giant territory again, so we're looking at 2nd and 10, and worse, a field goal, and it's a third down and probably about 7:40 left to go. And the fourth quarter, a field goal here would give them a 20-14 lead. Meaning touchdowns has to be Giants. So we're taking a final here. The Baltimore Ravens, 30-9 against the Lions. And the final two, the Eagles. 27-17 over the Cowboys. I thought that was a simple score. Okay. And can highlight some other games here. Open game. He's down once again. The Jets trying to get that first down. They will get it. They'll have to go for a field goal. And that will keep the Giants in the striking distance. Touchdown. We gave them a touchdown. That's a point after making a 24-14 game. So here, a field goal will only put them 6 points up. And a lot of time left to go. Clock is still running, though. It is Ross Martin, 1-of-1 today. Made a 55-yarder earlier. So he will try to add this to the day. It's 29-yarder. And the ball is down. It's snap. Man, it is good. And now the Jets now lead the New York Giants 20-14, 6:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. This is Louisville at MetLife Stadium in East Liverpool, New Jersey. And with that, Larry Harsty will take us away. Leave you with three thoughts. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing, folks? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Service to others is a rent you pay for your room on earth. Muhammad Ali, I am my brother's keeper, Roberto Clemente, dovetailed by and my brother's coming all cooks. Nelson Mandela. Hey, no one need to be safe. Sports at that. Blast on the radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And Ms. Bochy, it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for being with us one more time here. I always love having you here. Take the time here to say, first of all, honor and thanks to God. God. For his son, Potassium, from also late. For friends like our beloved Rosie, for our families, for our friends, for the blessings that have bestowed upon us. Give them such presence to me. My senses smell, touch, seaside, hear, and taste well. I'm blessing the both of you when you're ready to close the show. Let's take a time to reach a place and stop and thank God. For life, for all that's good. Stop and thank God for all the blessings Baltimore will bring more past Baltimore. Stop and thank God. It's like your brother in the book. It's good to be alive. What's that about that ground? Trust in God in the work. Larry Harsty will soon close out, but right now, lay back and relax. top 5 toss coming up with live from MetLife Stadium is the Giants against the Jets in the Super Bowl 5:33 and counting left to go. It is right now. Ooh, Steelers over the Saints, 27-14 earlier. That's the final for two of a mini final that we got. Also, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over Cleveland Browns, 30-13. Green Bay Packers, 49ers, 21-10. KC Chiefs over Chicago Bears, 23-7. The Eagles, 33-23 over the Colts. And right now, here live at Giants. Jets, Snoopy Bowl Classic annually. It is.
But heavenly kiss, temple,
but it's changed. Jets 20. Myself that it was just a game. Larry Hardy will close it out. Thanks for being with me. Remind my heart. God bless you all.
Only pain.
No matter where I travel,
there I'd be stuck in those walls of skin called.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Radio Network. Mm-hmm.